about. You gotta put it in perspective.
Hey,
I'm excited.
Okay, good.
I'll warm them up for you. Question is, how hot do you want them?
Red hot.
Got to do the snail joke, right? That's your trademark joke, signature joke.
Yeah, you don't have to do the snail joke.
So funny.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
When the band began to play, the stars were shining bright.
But now the milkman's on his way, it's too late to say goodnight.
So say good morning!
Ah, good morning! Zombies will say
good morning, good morning to you.
It would be grander than to be in Louisiana in the morning. In the oh, I'm sorry, I thought we were still going.
And now.
Hey guys, so for today's video, I wanted to talk to you about how I found out I had two vaginas. And it all started with a duck.
Our feature presentation.
Same.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Is that, are you
holy
kidding?
Crap.
Is that your phone again?
Oh.
All right, hold on.
No, we need to investigate. Right, do not touch a thing. Okay,
don't
Chip's looking
it
at it.
Right, I did that yesterday.
Yeah. Chip just pressed something. Now Kevin's saying, oh, you're not magic. You can't fix it.
She pressed the word stop.
Okay, good job, Chip.
Which I did yesterday.
Sure.
Then I went to the clock that has the app on it, you know, the alarm on it, and I reset it, and I turned it off, and...
Is it just snoozing the whole time in your pocket, maybe?
I don't know. Why does it only come on at 5:35? Yesterday, I thought it was probably just me not noticing it for an hour, but...
Can we look at your alarms to make sure you have different alarms set?
Maybe are you just later. Using the built-in alarms on an iPhone? That's what you're using? It's not an app, right?
No. Well, I think. I'm not positive. Obviously, I'm not positive because it's happened twice in a row. But
show it to Allie. Let Allie take a look at it and see if she can investigate.
It's complicated. I'm not sure that's going to be great radio.
But why would it come on now, though? Because there's no way you ever set an alarm for 5:35 because if it's during the week, you got to get up earlier. If it's during the weekend, you got to get up later.
Yeah, I don't know. Here's the thing about this whole situation. I don't know. It's really weird because yesterday I was able to turn it off and it was fine.
Right.
It didn't happen all day.
Mm-hmm.
Then this morning again. So
and you
weird.
and you took a look at it later in the day yesterday to make sure it wasn't.
No,
set?
I didn't because it didn't go off at all yesterday.
Yeah.
Right.
So why would I have? I had fixed it, clearly.
Yesterday you thought maybe it had been going off for an hour, but I don't think that's the case today because you came in a couple of minutes early and none of us heard it. So it literally just went off on the air.
Is this some kind of a prank? You guys have some kind of a app that you can make my phone go off?
Oh, that would be the greatest.
On the show?
I do have – this is random – I have a universal remote.
Yes.
I can turn my neighbor's TV across the street.
Oh, I love
off.
That's so great.
Real fun.
That's so
they
great.
Moved. But it was fun for a while.
Are you doing that with my
all
phone?
All the way across the street.
Are you doing that with my phone?
I am not.
Okay.
I wish I was.
Allie, were you able to see into their house
and
see that you were turning
they
it off?
They had a big window.
Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome.
It was awesome. My neighbor and I would do it and just laugh because they were such a-holes. And it was... Oh, it was good. It was good for a minute.
I would do that during every football game on every crucial play.
Right?
I would cut their TV.
Oh, they would go crazy.
I love it.
Good
All
times.
Right,
morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday, the 25th of January.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay. So, I love this story so much, and I think I mentioned this to you guys after the show yesterday. Now I've got some great audio to play for it. This is the Australian Reptile Park. Now, one of the things that they do is they work to make antidotes for snake bites. And there's a very dangerous, venomous spider. I mean spiders. There's a very venomous spider in Australia that is known as the funnel web spider. And you need some of the poison from the spider to make the antidote.
Right.
And they're running low on it because they've had a lot of people get bit lately. So what they are doing is, instead of putting out and blanketing the country with news about the dangers of the funnel web spider, and whatever you do, don't go anywhere near the funnel web spider and stay away from the spider at all costs because it's very serious and dangerous and poisonous. What they're doing is they're asking people to catch the spiders so that they can get the venom out of them to make more antidotes.
Now, so they're asking the general public to catch something that could be deadly to them and bring it in.
Doesn't seem good.
Now, look, I love spiders. I really love them. And still think if there's a spider that I know is this poisonous, maybe I shouldn't try to catch it.
Yeah, maybe just know what it looks like and stay away.
Yeah.
Right. Well, let's hear the announcement, shall we?
My name is Tim Faulkner, and I'm proud to be a part of the anti-venom program we run at the Australian Reptile Park.
By the way, with that accent, doesn't everything just sound delightful?
Sure does.
Wonderful.
We milk funnel web venom to supply CSL in Melbourne so they can make the life-saving anti-venom. I'm going to show you how to safely catch a funnel web in your home or garden, but never put yourself at risk. Please don't touch them. Don't try and pick them up. First, grab your...
Okay, so don't touch them. Don't try to pick them up, but go ahead and catch them.
This is crazy.
I just feel like this is a really thin line that you're asking people to walk. I mean, what do you think the response rate is going to be on this announcement, this plea for help from the Australian Reptile Park?
Look, you could die, but you can also help us. Mm-hmm. That's what they're saying.
First, grab yourself a glass jar that's at least 10 centimeters tall. Punch some holes in the lid so they can breathe a little. And then you need to add a bit of substrate. You can put in some damp soil or some damp cotton wool, and that's just fine.
Okay, so cotton wool, it looks like cotton balls is what it looks like.
This is a lot of work.
Right? You're building a terrarium, basically,
exactly.
Is what you're doing.
And you haven't even had to milk it yet.
I don't think you have to do the milking.
I have any idea how to do that, for God's sake.
I think you just have to catch it, but they do the milking.
I see.
Don't use a plastic container like a takeaway container, because funnel web fangs can pierce right through them.
Okay, so now...
They
can pierce through plastic, so don't use a takeaway container. Are you sure you're asking me to go catch this thing?
This is the Onion.
This is real. This is real. This is what they're asking people, responsible adults, they say, in Australia to do this. But be careful, because it shoots flames out of its eyes.
Wow.
It has a poison arrow that can go through your heart, so look out, but go ahead and catch it for us. Jesus!
Funnel web is an aggressive spider, but they don't jump. So you can place your jar gently down behind the spider using a stick or a ruler, at least, let's say, 30 centimeters long.
Yeah, you want to use at least a ruler because you don't want to get any closer than that. Right? I mean, literally, that's what he's using to push this little spider into a jar.
And gently put the spider into the jar. Once he's in, lift him up and the lid on. And remember, don't leave it anywhere near the kids or in sunlight. If you live close to the reptile park, you can drop the spider off to us. If not, we have drop-off points as far south as Wollongong, north to Newcastle, and a lot of places in between. Visit the Reptile Park's website, reptilepark.com.au, for drop-off point details. And thank you for helping us save lives.
Oh, yeah.
How about I catch your spider, you come pick it up and bring me a freaking pizza? That's insane.
It does sound like they're asking a lot of the people, doesn't it?
Listen, people, risk your lives and then drive.
And then drive it to us.
And then put a poisonous spider in your car and then drive it a great distance to drop it off to us. Yeah, you're right. There should be at least a free pizza involved.
Wow. Absolutely.
So anyway, I will keep you posted because I'm just kind of counting down the minutes till I see a story of a whole bunch of people getting bit by this spider because they were trying to do the right thing.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I'm the president of rap music, and I need to work with you right away.
It's good news. Speaking of rap, we have Kings of Leon tickets.
No.
No?
What?
They don't rap? Am I unfamiliar with this band?
I think so.
Okay. They're playing the Forum on Saturday night. It's sold out. We've got your tickets for that. We've got a brand new, it's Wednesday. We've got a brand new Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. We have a brand new Bean Makes Us Guess. Bean likes to find lists, and then he annoys us with them, and we all yell.
That's fun. A good one. I think you guys are going to enjoy this one. And I think you're all going to do very well with this one, too.
And when you say all, does that include me?
It includes you, yes. This is a topic that you're very familiar with.
All right. Good luck, Chip. We also have Jake Bird at the inauguration. I don't know if you know of Jake Bird, but he's on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. And he's fantastic.
He's the bravest comedian working today.
Yeah, he just walks up to people and interrupts them right in the middle of a news interview and just, it's fantastic. So we got some highlights of that coming up. And we've also got your tickets for the NHL All-Star Weekend, which is this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Staples Center. So we'll get to all that. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
Well, I cannot believe I'm saying this, but it's raining in the OC.
I know, it's crazy. I got to tell you, the traffic is a nightmare. The 405 is jammed. The 5, the 710, they're all gridlocked.
Stay safe, stay dry, and let's all pray for sunshine again.
Right?
Yeah, let's all pray for sunshine again.
That guy does
I can't
good
believe
work.
I'm saying this. Hey, well, it's still raining.
Was that was it the OC,
get your own
Kevin?
Series. Can't believe you didn't get your own spin-off.
Right?
Oh,
was I'm still upset about that. I mean, you know, I have no idea.
I think it was the OC.
Okay, the OC.
I remember watching it thinking, God, I can't escape these a-holes.
Can't believe I'm still saying this, but it's raining. Be careful out there.
How come you never sound that radio professional on our show?
That's professional?
When you're only playing TV DJs.
Well, I really excel in TV.
How come the alarm didn't go off while you were at the OC? Talking about
question.
Rain.
Ralph, you've had a minute to think about it. What's
spider!
Going on with...
Get a spider! Get it!
What's going on with Kevin's topic. Phone, do you think? What's happening
here's
there?
What happened.
All right, please tell me. Because it's a mystery in here. We have not been able to figure it out.
I can't figure it out.
It's so simple.
It isn't.
It's so very
all
simple.
All right, what is it?
I need to set my alarm for 4:35, and then he punches in 5:35.
Right, okay.
And then he hits save.
Right.
And now he's got... an alarm for 5:35 that he mistyped.
Okay,
when
that's
he put
what
that
I thought.
In.
That's what everyone thought, and
right.
So I was like, "All right, let me go back and check the app." And I went and I had Allie do it.
There's
and you check alarms. Yesterday,
there's nothing set for that time.
There's nothing set for that time. So now I'm fascinated because
what
that
about
means
your calendar?
Your calendar doesn't have an alarm.
Sure, it does. It has a notification.
No, it says alarm on the screen, snooze and stop. It doesn't say you have a task to do or whatever. It just it says alarm. I don't know.
Well, it's so you.
This is a
whatever
great prank.
Is,
whoever's
you.
Doing this to me is fantastic.
It's just you. That's what it is. It's a lot
so
of you.
Kevin-y.
It's a whole bunch of you.
I don't know. I can't help you with that.
The help store is going to say, oh, I'm sorry. This has got the you virus. It's all full of you in it.
Hey, brand new Beat Makes This Guest coming up right after the top of the hour. First, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday.
Hey, Friday night, 10 p.m., Kevin Smith and I are going to take the stage, a little thing we call Hollywood Babylon. We'd love to have you come join us. It's at the Improv on Melrose there in West Hollywood, and we have a pretty good time. I think you will, too. Come on out and join us, 10 p.m., Friday night, Hollywood Babylon with me and writer, director, legend, Kevin Smith. We'll talk a little bit about talk about Supergirl this week, which he directed, which was awesome, and a great many other stuffs. So come join us. Go to improv.com to get your tickets.
Couldn't be less interested.
We'll talk about how to catch a spider in Australia.
That's a fascinating story, right?
But what a bunch of pussies I work with.
I can't believe they're asking you to catch it in a glass jar and then try to put it in your car and drive it.
Look,
it'll kill you.
No, that's unfair.
You know why?
That's unfair, Ralph.
Because it's not going to get you. It's not going to bite you. You have a glass jar and you've got a ruler. It doesn't jump. They told you it doesn't jump. Just push it into the thing and save some lives and take it to the park. Now that's going to catch a Bengal tiger.
I'd catch
a freaking
tiger
spider.
Over a spider.
Would
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
I'd pay so much cash money to see
you
that. Yeah.
How much?
All I have.
Okay.
You don't get to see a snuff film very often.
Aw.
So if you were living in Australia and you saw that announcement, you would keep your eyes open.
I wouldn't go hunting for them, but if I ran across one, I'd go, oh, I forgot, they need antidotes for this venom, so people might die if I don't just put a jar over a spider.
I just feel like most people would prefer to stay away from a spider they know is poisonous.
Well, you would. You're saving lives.
Look, not me.
I love spiders, but I don't necessarily want to be killed by one.
Bean, remember your spider Fluffy that was never alive? Remember that?
Fluffy was a tarantula, and he was very alive, and I loved him.
He was in this glass case, and every time I went over, exact same position,
yeah.
Hadn't moved.
He wasn't active.
He was dead from the first day I saw
alive.
Him. And Bean carried on for like 3 years with that thing.
I had him for 6 years, and then, God rest his soul, he died in the San Francisco earthquake of 1989.
Right. That's the story you tell yourself.
That's
right.
How he got killed.
That's what they put on the death certificate. That spider was dead for many years before
it hadn't
then.
Moved for years.
But if you tell me, if you live in Australia and you see that spider, you're just going to say, well, not my problem. I'm just going to run away.
Yes. That is what I'm telling you. I'm telling you that.
Tremendous wuss you are.
And I'm not afraid of spiders.
You are a bitch but of mythic proportions.
If they're coming out and telling me how poisonous this spider is, I'm going to steer clear. I'm going to stay away from it. And I think that's a reasonable position.
And that's why you're part of the problem and not the solution.
Thank you, Kevin. Somebody who cares.
Thank you. Because Kevin was diving in. He was jumping into a pool of them.
Look, Kevin went mano a mano against a raccoon with a stick. I think Kevin's pretty capable of pushing a little spider into a glass jar. I got a little more faith in my man, Kevin, than I do.
Allie, are you
fainting,
catching the spider?
The fainting mantis over there.
I'm going up against a Bengal tiger, so.
Yeah, she already has a
handful. Yeah, you got the tiger.
Yeah. Very busy.
Anyway.
Good times.
Good times, right?
Let's carry on. Must drive in every day and just get furious listening to the opening of the show.
It's
I think that's clear.
It helps me relate to the listener, because I know I am not alone in it. While I'm feeling it. So that happens.
No wonder you come in mad. Because we've poisoned you before you even get here.
Yes, and there's no antidote because the park, the amphibian park, doesn't have any spiders to milk.
Right.
Oh. Now it's too late. Now it's over. Now there's no showbiz time. I just wanted to mention Michael Jackson was murdered. We'll get to that in the next hour.
He was still alive?
See? Who's yelling now in their cars? Right?
Yeah. Right.
Everyone else.
Right. Today's celebrity birthdays. Singer Alicia Keys is 36 years old today. Actor Michael Trevino. Tyler Lockwood from The Vampire Diaries is 32 years old today. And Callum Hood. Right?
Right.
I had my Callum Hood removed when I was just a baby.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was the way they did it back then.
I know. They usually
wait
now.
Thought about it. Well, Jewish people always have it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you used to be automatic. Yeah. You'd be born if you were a boy. They'd cut your Callum Hood off.
Yeah. No party? Just right there in the hospital.
Oh, there was a party.
Yeah.
There, of course.
Get a look at this.
He's also the basis for 5 Seconds of Summer.
Oh, what an unfortunate name then.
Oh. He's 21 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
NHL All-Star Weekend tickets coming up on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, and we'll hook you up with the Kings of Leon at the Forum as well. First, though, it's been a while, you guys. In fact, this is the first for 2017. It's time to play Bean Makes Us Guess.
Bean makes us guess, yeah.
Ooh, ooh.
Bean makes us guess, yeah.
Who gets penis slapped?
Bean is a dick.
Pretty dope, man.
Just want to tell ya.
I am the dumbest human that ever lived.
Now it's time for Bean Makes Us Guess.
Can I ask again how the dumb part
related,
and the penis
it's all
left
related,
part and
all related.
How does that? I don't
all
understand.
All integral
what's
to that intro. Very important.
To the thing.
All of it very important.
Yes.
Ralph, I want to thank you for putting this one on my radar. You did a story a couple of days ago about the latest member of the $1 billion worldwide box office club when you came in and reported that Rogue One had just crossed the line.
Yes.
It is now one of 28 movies that has made $1 billion. At the box office.
Yes.
I thought it might be fun to see how many of the others you can guess in today's Bean Makes Us Guess. Now, normally we try to fill in the top 10. I think today let's make it the top 15 just because so many of them are so obvious and it's going to go by so fast. So let's see if we can fill in the top 15 of the movies that have made $1 billion. Now, this list is in actual dollars. This isn't one of those adjusted for inflation dollars where you got to worry about Gone with the Wind and stuff like that. All right. So these are actual movies that have made $1 billion at the box office. Everyone with me?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Kevin, you get to go first.
Deuce Bigelow.
Yes. One or two.
That's
a great point, by the way. You do have to be specific because there are some franchises involved here that may have more than one movie. So be sure to be clear which movie you're talking about.
I'm going
to
say Titanic.
Well, yeah. Titanic is number two on the list. It's made $2.2 billion. Well done. Kevin, you were on the board. Ralph, you're up next.
Avatar.
Yes, number one on the list, 2.7. By the way, number one and number two biggest film of all time made by the same director, James Cameron. That's still astonishing to me.
And don't forget, he directed The Abyss.
I heard that. That's pretty interesting.
Pretty interesting.
I am so bad at this, and those two were on my list, so I'm screwed. The Minions movie.
The Minions is number 11. Well done. Yes, that made $1.167 billion.
He instantly laughed at me.
Well, because you said the Minions movie thing. It wasn't quite as comfortable
like a bunch
as you could
of them, right?
Right, so which one were you talking about?
The one with the yellow ones.
Okay, never mind.
The one that's on the list is the one she was talking about. Yeah.
Minions, yes. Minions. The original is number 11 on the all-time box office.
Wasn't the original Despicable Me?
No. A lot of people think that.
Well, this one is called Minions. That's all I know.
Yeah, well, the original film's called Despicable Me. That's where the Minions were introduced.
Yeah, oh, okay. Well, this is the Minions one.
You get
apparently
both. Uh-huh.
Yep. Apparently, it made a lot more money than Despicable Me, then, because Despicable Me is
not
not a list. Kevin, you're up.
The First Avengers.
The First Avengers is number five with $1.519 billion.
Thanks, Dave.
Dave Sanchez.
Over $1.5 billion.
One, five, nine, two, six, eight.
Ralph Garvin.
The Force Awakens.
Is number three on the list. Very well done. Over $2 billion for Star Wars Episode VII, The Force Awakens. Miss Allie McKay.
Guardians of the Galaxy. That one.
It sounded like you were going to say something else. They're dead.
That one.
No. Oh. Guardians of the Galaxy. I think that's a pretty good guess, by the
Thanks,
way. But
Bean.
It does not look like it made it to the list. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Whose turn is it?
Your turn.
That's a shame.
Chip's turn.
That's a shame.
Yeah, Chip's
the
turn.
One thing I will tell you, Kevin, and I told you off air that I thought you were going to be good at this game, is because you've seen every single one of these movies. I mean, this is your kind of film.
Captain America.
Captain America. Is that the full title of it?
The Civil War.
Number 12. Captain America Civil
Thank
War. Number 12.
You.
Again, over $1 billion. All these movies have made worldwide box office.
Is
this the deepest
Iron
you've
Man.
Ever been in the game, Kevin, without missing any?
Of course.
I'm sorry, Ralph?
Iron Man.
Iron Man. Original OG Iron Man?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, no.
Huh. I'm surprised.
Surprised to me as well.
Ant-Man.
Okay.
I don't know. I just don't.
Just now stop being
okay.
silly.
Okay.
I'm going to say Iron Man 2. Oh.
I wouldn't chase that.
All right.
The Dark Knight.
Ooh, the Dark Knight is a fantastic guess that is not on the list. Dark Knight came in Dark Knight came in at number 28. So I can't really say.
What?
Can't really.
You can't use that word.
She said the other word.
She
yesterday.
Did. Yeah.
I was not allowed. To
right. Not allowed.
That.
All right. I don't know what the score is, but
Kevin
I think it's
3, Ralph 2. I have 1.
Boom. Right. Yeah.
And you are up, Allie.
What was that Superman-y one? Superman.
Sweet Jesus.
With the and then he fought. Okay. I don't know big blockbusters.
The Superman-y one.
Batman Superman, or was that bad? That was a bad one.
I didn't make $1 billion. I know that.
Yeah, yeah. I did not.
Yeah. Love Guru.
Okay, now you're just being silly.
All right, let's go around one more time, Kevin. Let's see if you can seal your win here.
Seal it. Seal it with some caulk.
This is going to be a terrible guess.
I'll tell you, there's a bunch of franchises you guys have completely forgotten about that are billion-dollar movies.
Mm.
We need a guess, please.
I got nothing. Home Alone.
Ralph Garvin, your final guess to tie the game.
Frozen.
Frozen is a fantastic guess at number 9, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, now they're tied.
Now they're tied.
Would you like me to go?
Yes, please.
Oh, please. No.
It's the greatest entertainment of my morning.
The Dora, the fish, she explored Dora the Explorer.
I'm sorry it's out of the top 15, but that's a great guess because Finding Dory is at number 24.
That's the one. When
it's at number 24. Yeah.
That I thought didn't do as good.
All right, should we try one more round just to get a clear winner here? You guys want to end in a tie?
No, they need to go.
No, I'll go.
I'm out.
Oh, we'll
right.
fight.
Yeah.
We'll fight.
What
Deadpool.
Do you got there? No.
Skyfall.
Yes!
Oh,
Skyfall, wow. Ladies and gentlemen, number 15 on the list, and Ralph Garvin for the win. Here's your top 15 in the Billion Dollar Club. Skyfall is number 15. Number 14, Transformers, Dark of the Moon. Number 13, The Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
Mars.
Number 12,
Harry
Captain America.
Potter!
Number 12, Captain America, Civil War.
Yeah.
Number 11, Minions. That. 10, should have chased Iron Man. Iron Man 3 was on the list.
Because Bean said the original,
right.
And Ralph said 1, so I was like, oh, maybe 2. But then.
Number 9 was Frozen. Number 8, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. Number 7, Avengers, Age of Ultron. Number 6, Furious 7,
of
ladies
course.
And gentlemen.
Yes.
Made over $1.5 billion. Number 5, The Avengers. Number 4, Jurassic World. Number 3, Star Wars, The Force Awakens, then Titanic and Avatar. So there you go, the top 15 moneymakers of all time. This has been Bean Makes Us Guess.
Bean Makes Us Guess, yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel, who is far and away the best of the late night television hosts, has been doing a fantastic job since the Trump administration took office in terms of just making really funny TV.
Yeah.
Even if you are a supporter of Mr. Trump, you got to love when he sends Jake Bird anywhere. And in this case, Jake Bird heads out to the inauguration and just seems to have a free run of the place. Doesn't it? At one point, doesn't he get on stage at the New Jersey Inaugural Ball?
Yeah, at the ball.
And just start addressing the crowd?
Yeah, and start singing to Springsteen, but we'll get to that.
Start singing. Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing the access that he has. He just goes all over and he gets interviewed on television. He's talking to people who are there for the inauguration, and it's so, so funny.
The first clip that I have is he interrupts an interview. This is what I love the most is two people are being interviewed that are happy that Donald Trump is the president. And Jake Bird jumps into their shot and then sort of co-signs what they're saying, like he's on their side, mm-hmm. we're all together. And then he starts saying ridiculous things that the two people that were originally being interviewed are not down with. And he's just totally making them go crazy.
I think Donald Trump is a smart leader.
And I think he's going to make America great again.
Absolutely. You know, the Demokooks and the Liberace's keep saying that Donald Trump doesn't support the LGBTGIF. But let me tell you something. He loves those lady dudes, okay? Half those expensive escorts that he hired were part fella.
Oh, no.
Right? So now the two people doing the interview are like, huh? What? Huh?
And, of course, Jake Bird's all dressed up as a total 100% Donald Trump supporter. So they think, oh, this guy's on our side. But then he starts making all this nonsense. They're like, I don't want to be standing next to him.
He's not on my side. This guy's talking about how Donald Trump is not your typical president.
It's definitely taking a 360 from a typical president.
And he's an amazing author. He writes in Think Big and Kick Ass about his personal stuff. Listen to this, Chapter 7. One thing I love is food. Last night, I came up with the perfect way to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Really?
The secret is to put peanut butter on both sides of the bread. That way, the jelly doesn't leak through and make the bread all soggy.
All right, so now he's taken over the interview, and he's just reading from a book that supposedly Donald Trump wrote, but the guy knows nothing about. And then he continues.
Anyway, we got to get rid of the Mexicans. you're laughing, but this is not a joke. If this was a joke, I'd say, why is Donald's sex life like his last name? They both end in P, but it's not a joke.
Oh, no.
But see, he wouldn't say that.
He would.
Not a joke.
Right.
Not a joke.
So this is the one of the inaugural balls that B was talking about.
Say a moment to my Viet Cong. He had votes for so no comfort on. He stayed home to protect his land. And kicked out all the Mexicans. Come on. Down in the USA. Real time. Down in the USA. Yeah.
He's on stage.
Yeah.
Yes, he's on stage. And what I love about it is some of the rich white people who are in the ballroom who are barely paying attention, they just think they're hearing this Bruce Springsteen song that they mistakenly believe is a patriotic song. It's not. And literally, there's a lady in a ball gown who's got her arms up in the air, like singing along and waving and being all patriotic about it. It's so great.
It is great. And at this point, Jake Bird decides to just celebrate the man, Donald Trump.
We have a president who's not afraid to say the things that the voices in my head scream. Is this foreign press?
Yeah.
NATO, thank you.
Now he's just walking up to random reporters just trying to get a word in.
And the one thing about an inaugural parade is, you know, there's this media from all over the world that's just looking for interesting and colorful people to talk to. So they're predisposed to want to put Jake on the air because they think he's just a crazy Trump supporter. They don't realize he's just crazy.
So he starts singing again.
Jose, can you leave by, like, later today?
That's during the national anthem at the inauguration when Charlie Church is singing behind him.
Mm. All right, Bean, who swears in the president? Is that a member of the Supreme Court?
Yes, and this year it was the Chief Justice, John Roberts.
Listen for you can hear that happening. You can hear him introducing Donald Trump, and listen to what Jake Bird is yelling.
The 45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
It's all happening. It's really happening. It's the purge.
He's yelling kiss at a Supreme Court justice and the new president.
And the people who are around him, you see them literally getting up and moving to get away from him.
How is he safe at these things?
I don't know.
It's a great question. That's a great question.
Balls of steel, Jake Bird.
Yes.
Now Donald Trump is speaking, and Jake is just adding to what Donald Trump is saying.
The United States of America is your country.
And Russia's also your country. Now we also get Russia. It's a twofer.
Russia's our country as well. Who knew? And then as Donald Trump tries to wrap it up, Jake Bird really, really is supportive.
It's gonna get it!
We will make America safe again.
Say it! Say
and
it!
Yes,
say
together, it. We will make America great
no!
again. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless America.
It's the greatest day of my life! We always had a mommy. We have a daddy president. Daddy's home. Daddy's home. We have a daddy. Daddy's home. Daddy's home.
My God.
I fear that Daddy's home might catch on, by the way. I'm very, very concerned. Hey, King of Mexico.
Good morning, guys.
We're going to talk about you here.
Should I step out?
No, you can stay because it does affect you. I've been talking to Kevin off air about this, but I think I need a little bit more help, and maybe you guys can weigh in on this. Dave is one of those guys who very rudely and disrespectfully has a birthday around the holidays, and it's no fun for anybody.
Yeah, it's nonsense.
It's nonsense, yeah.
I make it so easy on you guys by
no,
not
you don't.
Mentioning it at all.
Yeah,
nope.
You know what? Truthfully, Dave does not make a big deal out of it.
He doesn't.
And so most of us sort of forget about
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
it's fine. And he's fine with that.
But like Dave and Christine and Lightning, they all have birthdays right within a few days of Christmas.
Chip,
and,
too.
No, Chip as well.
Christine.
See, I forgot about Chip.
Yeah.
So it's hard to remember those birthdays, but because like Dave is one of my best friends, I consider Dave one of my best friends. I mean, we boys. I want to get him a gift. Okay, so I want to get Dave a gift. So we come back from work after the holiday break, and I realize, oh my God, I've missed Dave's birthday, and I feel terrible about it. And I don't know what's the etiquette on this. If you miss a guy's birthday, are you out of luck, or is it can you wait a month and still send somebody a present or whatever?
Sure.
I mean, I don't know what you're supposed to do, but no one dislikes getting a gift out of the blue.
I will not accept that gift after a month and 8 days.
It is not in time. I am sending it back.
All right, so like 10 days went by, and I hadn't got Dave a gift, and I was feeling kind of bad about it, and I saw a golden opportunity because my wife was going to Las Vegas. And I thought, ooh, Don's going to be in Las Vegas. Dave's Atlanta Falcons are going to be in the playoffs. I'm going to have her put some money down in one of the casinos on the Falcons to win the Super Bowl.
Now, was this before the playoffs? Or?
Yes.
Okay, before the
playoffs. This was in Atlanta. This was during Atlanta's bye week before they started the play. So that means she put, and I thought $50 is probably about what I'd spend on Dave's gift. So I put $50 down on the Falcons to win the Super Bowl. And that was a very painful thing to do because their first game was against the Seattle Seahawks. So in essence, I was saying Dave's Falcons are going to roll through Seattle and keep going, right?
They did.
They beat the Seahawks. Then they rolled through the Green Bay Packers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So now here we are in the bye weeks before the Super Bowl begins, and I'm holding a ticket in my hand that I paid $50 for that could be, if Atlanta beats New England, it could be worth $350.
Nice. That's all the odds you were getting for $50?
It was 8-1.
Like- 8-1.
Really?
Wow. Right. Huh. Again, this was before the playoffs began.
Okay.
So $350, still, that's a pretty good payday, I think, for a $50 investment.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. So what's the question?
Well, here's the question. Dave doesn't care about his birthday.
He's told us that many times.
Yeah. He's been especially, and I don't know if he's getting to a certain age where he prefers to think that they don't, you know, you don't want to count him anymore. But Dave didn't put his birthday on the birthday list this year. You remember Ralph called him out on that because we didn't even get to mention it on the air. Dave was like, I'm not doing anything. Dave was like, I don't want any presents. Dave was like, let's just ignore it. So screw that guy giving him this gift, right?
Right, because now you have the ticket.
Hold on.
Because now I've got the ticket.
Explain you're going to keep it?
Hold on. Explain where the ticket is right now, Bean.
Where is the ticket right now?
Right now.
It's right here.
In an envelope.
Yes.
That has Dave's address on it.
That has Dave's address on it.
You're questioning whether to mail it or
yes,
not, Bean.
Because isn't it mine?
Bean.
Isn't it mine?
Well, technically it is Bean's. And here's the thing. Dave says, don't give me gifts.
Right.
Come on.
So Dave says, don't give me gifts.
So in a way, this is Bean doing the right thing.
You guys are awful.
I was already disappointed when it wasn't a trip to Houston, you know? Like,
right.
So,
oh,
there you go. So, 300, well, I guess I got to wait for after.
Listen, but, Rich Dave.
Right.
Well, I'm just saying. Like, listen, I appreciate it. It's nice. And the
but
fact
what if
that
he keeps it?
If he keeps it, then that means that
Am I a dick
Atlanta
if
Falcons
I
won the Super Bowl and I'm happy? There's my birthday gift.
But am I a dick if I keep it, though? Because you didn't really want it. It's long past your birthday.
It's your money, man.
It is my money, but I did buy it for you for your Falcons.
I mean, technically.
And then I could always hold over that you have my Atlanta winning, you know, ticket, and it'd be awesome for a whole year. Remember when they beat the Seahawks? They beat the Packers. They beat the Patriots. Enjoy that money.
I don't even know the words you're saying.
I don't either because I still think I win because I still have $350.
Yeah, I think you don't send it.
So
I never had it, so to me, it doesn't matter.
Okay. So you don't care.
Yeah. Honestly, wow. You don't care.
Honestly, I
did
don't.
Not see that coming.
Well, I didn't either.
Because I thought
part of the thing was, what are the chances they're going to go all the way? Of course, I knew there was certainly a possibility. Sure. Atlanta has been very good, especially in the last, you know, second half of the season. But I thought at least it was an effort. At least I put down my money to try to give Dave something cool. And if they got bumped at some place along the way, no harm, foul. You know what I mean?
Completely honest, the ticket itself, I don't even know if I'll turn it in. Like, that's so
then
cool.
No possible that way so do cool. You send it.
No.
Because
flip-flop
are
now.
Are you kidding?
Mm-hmm. That is so cool to have a winning ticket.
It's also cool to have $350.
Can you turn it in and then keep the ticket? Like, would they give you another one? Because that's pretty cool. That's a good memory right there.
I don't even know what you're talking about right now. That piece of paper is worthless unless it's turned in for the money.
Yeah, but it says to win the Super Bowl. And if they do, that would be a good memory.
So you would not cash it.
Well, that's not gonna be crazy, but I'm saying that would be pretty cool. That'd be pretty cool to keep the ticket itself.
Right, but if you keep the ticket, you're not cashing it.
You know how many Clipper tickets I have to win the NBA Finals? How many Atlanta Falcon tickets to win the Super Bowl? How many Dodger tickets I have to win the World Series?
I don't know.
None, because they're all the trash.
I see.
And the one that actually will win could be there forever, and I could keep it.
It sounds to me like he's not going to cash it. So
it sounds to me like I got myself $350. Thanks, Dave. You made this way easy for me.
Congratulations. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:53.
Is that your iPhone alarm telling you that time?
Yeah.
Hey, it's a Wednesday morning. Thanks for listening.
I always get 8 and 6 confused, too.
Sometimes that happens, right?
So easy. It looks so similar.
Thank you.
The 8 and the 6.
Right, thank you. Look, I'm with that guy.
Telling time is hard.
It Come is. On, numbers are tough.
It's not taken for granted.
We got to start holding up fingers. It's this many o'clock.
It's not like I have a big readout right in front of me, though. So.
No, it's true. Not a big just digital thing flashing in your face.
Right.
Right.
That is the voice of our friend Ralph Garber, which means it's time for another look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Wednesday. Good morning, sir.
Friday night, 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose. Kevin Smith take the stage yet again to bring you Hollywood Babylon. Me, writer, director, rock on tour, Kevin Smith. We take the stage. Kevin is baked, and I am usually drunk.
All right.
Does that sound enticing? We have a good time. 10 p.m. Come on out and see us this Friday. You can go to improv.com to get your tickets.
Yeah, no one cares. Okay?
It's very exciting times. Also very exciting times is this auction. Mm. Tomorrow.
Residential wax figures?
No.
Oh, Bean. Good what a stuff. Bust.
Tomorrow. Yeah, what happened? Didn't you get your presidential wax figure? You didn't
hear about this?
You were going to buy one.
Yeah. We got a good look. One of the British newspapers did a big piece on it where they had photographs of all of them, all 44 of the presidents, and they were so janky, Ralph. They were so janky.
How about that?
I just decided they wouldn't even work.
Wax like, figures.
I wouldn't even want one in my home.
I don't buy that.
Who would ever
they
say
were
a minute?
Terrible.
They were terrible.
How convenient. Once it's time to lay the money on the barrel head, that's when, now all of a sudden it seems like a bad idea to have a presidential wax figure.
No,
which was always
down.
A bad idea.
I was
down. But the
down.
Minute he had to reach for his wallet, then all
untrue.
Of a sudden, I hurt my arm. I can't reach my wallet. That's what happened.
And by the way, most of them went for around $1,500, so they were very, very affordable, but they were awful, Ralph. They really were terrible. Like I think Kevin pointed out at one point, a lot of those wax figures had been around for 50 years, so they maybe weren't the high-tech, high-quality wax figures
of
today.
That's part of the charm, part of the patina of the antique.
Hmm. I passed, and Rachel Maddow bought President Eisenhower, though.
Sure.
And she's got that on her set
she
now on the MSNBC
Ike.
Show. Apparently she does.
Yeah.
So, well, what's this auction you're talking about?
Tomorrow, Thursday, January 26th, Nate D. Sanders Auctions is set to auction off one of only four known copies of the handwritten lyrics of Don McLean's American Pie song.
Yay!
The legendary song was an outsized length for a hit at the time, even though it did become a smash hit. 8 minutes and 33 seconds is what it runs. And it is one of the most important political, cultural, and artistic achievements in pop music. Opening bid for the handwritten lyrics of American Pie, $100,000.
Wow.
So if you'd like a handwritten American Pie lyrics, tomorrow, Thursday, January 26th. It's when it goes on sale. If you're not familiar with the song,
no, no, please no, don't sir. Do it, Ralph. Come on, no. No.
Periodically, just I like no, to be no, able Ralph. To come give on. Everyone a
we know that you know all the words. We don't no, have sir. To hear it.
No, it's only sir. 8 minutes and no, 33 seconds long.
Nope.
A long, long time ago.
All right, we know the song you're talking about.
I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance,
right. Nope. Thank you, Ralph.
That I could make those people dance and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver.
I mean, really, honestly.
With
that
every
song,
paper I hate deliver. This
song. It's so bad.
Bad news
honestly.
On the doorstep. Why? I couldn't take one more step.
Okay,
I
we know what you're talking about.
I can't remember if I cried when I read
crying.
About his widowed bride.
I wish I was a widow.
Thing touched me.
Oh, no.
The dead one.
Oh,
no.
All the day.
What's happening? Oh, no. We're losing him.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Bye, we need to get Miss American
okay.
Guy.
All right, good.
Drove my
all
Chevy
right. We got it.
To
yep.
the levee,
understand.
Yeah, it was dry. We
was
get
dry.
It.
We got it, right.
Them good old
uh-huh.
boys are drinking
yeah, whiskey
and
yes.
rye. Singing, this'll be the day that I die.
All right, I think you made your point.
This'll be the day that I die.
All right, you know the words to the song. We got it. Let's
seven
move on.
7 more minutes.
People are Philistines.
It's a terrible song.
It's Pearls Before
First
Swine.
First of all, it's a great song.
Hate
it's
one of the great of all, American
couldn't
songs.
Couldn't hate it more.
We
don't
one of the
need
great
to hear
American
it from
songs.
Ralph.
And you do need to hear it from
no,
me.
We don't at all.
Kevin,
do you remember
you
the...
Did you write the book of love and do you have faith in God above?
Oh, man.
Because the Bible
I'm trouble
tells
with Ralph Mike
you
again?
So.
Yes. I don't know what's going on. Do you remember the number one remake by Madonna
I
in the year
do.
2000?
Yes.
Added nothing to the beauty of that song
no,
at all. Because there's no beauty in that song.
No, it's a great song.
Right, that's what I meant.
It's a great song.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe let Don McLean sing it, not so much from Ralph.
Agreed.
Michael Jackson was murdered. He's still alive? No, no, Kevin.
Was this in the news?
His 18-year-old daughter, Paris, is telling Rolling Stone magazine that, in fact, her father did not die by accident by a propofol overdose, but in fact was murdered.
Now, is she saying with the propofol? Because that's what a lot of people are, you know, thought happened. Or something else. Does she know?
I'll give you her quote.
Okay.
All arrows point to that. It sounds like a total conspiracy theory, and it sounds like bull S, but all real fans and everyone in the family knows it. Now, Paris didn't point to any one person in particular, like her father's private physician, Conrad Murray, who was convicted of involuntary manslaughter. But all she would say is that Michael's death was caused by a lot of people.
Oh.
A lot of people.
But she insists that she will get to the bottom of it in time. Oh, she's like Batman.
Yeah.
She's going to avenge the murder of her parents and become a detective. This is awesome.
I am, comfortable with leaving it at Conrad Murray was convicted of involuntary manslaughter.
I'm
I think
sure
that
you
pretty...
are, Bean.
No, I'm saying that this is I'm going. This is a reach, but maybe it's different for his daughter
right,
than it
I'm,
is for you in terms
what
of
I'm saying,
the comfort level of whether that's
Lord,
an explanation.
But what
that
I'm
they
saying
can
is
accept
that,
or not.
That's a reasonable explanation. Is that he overdid the propofol and wasn't paying close enough attention, and his patient went under. I mean,
was he paid to do it?
Bum,
though?
Bum, bum,
by a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, we're going down conspiracy.
By the
alley here.
Osmonds,
yes.
Right?
Yep, that Marie.
Murderous
Ooh.
Marie, they call her.
They have for years.
Murder.
Bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this is painful.
Them good old boys are drinking whiskey and rye. Singing, this'll be
oh,
the day that I
it again.
Die.
It's not
it's
your fault, Kevin, if that mic doesn't work.
I'm yeah. trying hard.
I mean, this equipment is old. It's running out of steam.
I can project onto your microphone.
You can, actually.
Bye, bye, Miss America.
Okay, all right.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Give you tickets to the NHL All-Star Game. Hey, should we open up the phones for that thing right
sure.
now? Should we do that?
Sure. How about that?
A pair of tickets to the 2017 Coors Light NHL All-Star Skills Competition happening Saturday at Staples Center. Also tickets to the 2017 Honda NHL All-Star Game Sunday. And you're qualified to win the grand prize that we'll tell you about when we get you on the line. We're looking for you right now at 1-800-520-1067. You are a hockey fan. You know a little something about hockey and its players. This one's for you, 1-800-520-1067. We'll play the game coming up in minutes on K-Rock.
On Wednesdays, we do the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices, and we always look forward to it because it's such a great feature.
It's my favorite part of the week.
Right?
Yeah.
Bean?
Absolutely.
Ralph?
I love it, and the listeners do too. Why do I feel like whatever animal it lands on is going to be singing a Don McLean song?
Wouldn't that be funny? Wouldn't that be hilarious if that happened?
I don't think I would find it funny.
It'd be very funny.
Here's one of the reasons I'm excited about it is because there are so many very interesting, fascinating, and hilarious stories in the news involving animals. And every week we pack up the wheel and we have never have any idea what it's going to land on.
And all of them are true. So here's what's on the wheel today. The tortoise used as a soccer ball by an elephant.
Oh, that's sad.
The Flock Stars, the all-star chicken band. That is awesome.
Need it.
Yeah, I need that too.
Jesper, the famous skiing cat of Norway. The pizza squirrel of New York City.
Oh, he's awesome.
The blonde-haired moth named after Donald Trump.
All right, I bet he's got a lot to say.
And right. Sonny, the red panda missing from a zoo in Virginia.
Oh, that happened yesterday.
So that's all
panda
on the
run. Yes. That would be fun, too.
Pan on the run.
It's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. Where do you think it's gonna land? Don't know. It's gonna be pretty bad, but Kevin and me don't care, so we'll do it anyway. It's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
All right, spin the wheel and see where it lands. We got a phone call to make.
And it lands on Jesper, the famous skiing cat of Norway.
Yay!
Yay!
Now, Jesper is fascinating. He is an internet sensation, by the way. 16,000 followers on Instagram, 40,000 on Facebook. He's a star on YouTube as well. And apparently, he really does love winter sports, right?
I mean, yeah. He does.
What do you mean, yeah?
Because I can't get my head around anyone following an animal on Instagram. I can't. No. I know it's a big thing, but I just can't.
Well, a lot of people do. His owner is a lady named Ina Stormo. She's in Norway, and she loves to go out there and ski and whatnot like they do. And she takes her cat, started when he was a kitten, or she was a kitten, around on a leash. And apparently, she's just all over it. She just loves skiing and loves running around in the snow and apparently is just adorable and delightful.
Oh, that's so great.
Is the cat standing up skiing, like with poles, or is it on all
sliding down the mountain?
Because that's
the mountain.
I need him standing up. That would be amazing.
I don't think so, but apparently this is you think about a dog trailing along with its owner, wanting to go everywhere and do everything and running around in the snow and stuff. You don't see it very often with a cat, and I think that might be why Jesper has captured the imagination of the world. So we asked Dave if there's any way we could talk to Ina Stormo, and I believe we have her on the line right now talking to us from a mountaintop in Norway. Hello, is this Ina?
Meow.
Oh, this is Jesper.
Yeah, this is Jesper. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great, Jesper. Are you out there skiing right now?
Yeah, first I would like to correct you and say I am a male cat.
A male cat.
Oh, I apologize. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
It's right there in the story, if you read it.
Very simple
to read the story before you call on the phone.
Right, I skimmed it. I apologize.
I know, it's a page. Don't want to tax you too much and make you do too much work.
I mean, about 2.5 paragraphs.
Oh, I know, I can't imagine how exhausting that must be.
And it is the first sentence. Jesper hits the trails with his two-legged friends.
Don't expect people to go working so much hard.
It's hard. Sorry.
He's too busy. He's too busy looking for how to buy presidential wax figures.
Yeah, that is what he's got.
Jesper knows what's going on here. All right, so does the story have it right? So your owner, Ina, she would just take you out on a leash in the snow, and you just grew to love it and enjoy following her along?
Yeah, when I was a little kitten, I would be in the winter sports time in here in Norway, and I love to ski. It's so much fun skiing.
And what about what Allie was asking?
Week.
What? Huh?
You're skiing now?
Yes, I'm skiing now.
Oh!
As we speak?
As we speak, I'm on a cell phone on my little cat skis.
That's very impressive.
I'm slushing down a slalom.
Are you using a Bluetooth? How are you doing this?
No, I just one hand, one paw, if you will.
Wow, you're good.
Up to my ear, and the other one just working it, just going down the hill.
Now, are you doing a Black Diamond?
I am doing a Black
Look
Diamond.
Look at that.
Yes, I'm just, oh!
Oh,
oh
Jesper?
No, Jesper. Be what careful.
What happened?
I'm okay.
What happened?
I hit a tree.
No.
I'm fine.
But you're still going
I'm
now.
Still going because I okay. love to ski.
Maybe sure. take a break and make...
Jesper. Oh,
Jesper. No.
You hit another tree?
I'm okay.
Well,
I'm
don't
okay.
start again. I mean, take
I
some...
I love you.
Okay. Oh, you've got to be careful. It doesn't sound like you're. It doesn't sound like you're loving it. He's still
skiing again. Yes.
That's dedication. Oh
no,
Jesper, take a break. No! Don't start again. It's too dangerous.
Jasper! No!
Maybe an easier course. No. Oh, this is sad now.
No!
This doesn't sound...
Cats are not good skiers.
Right.
Ralph, you hear us talking to Jesper the skiing cat?
I did. That poor cat.
Oh, right?
He went
sad.
Stuff.
Dedicated,
real
though.
Sad.
Yeah. They should not put a ski hill with that many trees, I think, just yeah. in general.
It sounded dangerous.
Bad he got idea. Knocked down.
But he got
don't,
back up again.
Don't. God damn it.
It's worse than it was an alley-oop. I'm just saying,
literally.
I know you always protest the wheel-o, but I'm glad we got to have that time.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. So, all right, Kevin, the lines are packed at 1-800-520-1067. Got a lot of hockey fans. What are we playing for
this
here?
This is the NHL All-Star Weekend. A pair of tickets to the 2017 Coors Light NHL All-Star Skills Competition on Saturday at Staples Center. You also get a pair of tickets to the Sunday 2017 Honda NHL All-Star Game at Staples Center. And then everybody that wins these qualifies to win the grand prize, which is an NHL All-Star Game behind-the-scenes experience, which I don't even know what that is, but it sounds awesome.
Yeah. It's got experience in the title. How can it not be awesome?
And a pair of tickets to the NHL 100, which is Friday night at Microsoft Theater.
All right, so it's quite a weekend. This time the game is called Hockey or Jockey.
How would you like tickets to the hockey weekend that is full of stars? You love hockey, this is where it's at. Well, if you do know the player, you'll be down with it. But if you don't, then you're a dick. You're down with hockey
or jockey.
You're down with hockey
or jockey.
You're down with hockey
or jockey.
Who's down with hockey?
Every last homie.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Ralph Garman is our host. How is hockey or jockey played?
Well, listen, the NHL 100 is the list of the top 100 players in the game.
Yes.
So I thought it'd be appropriate if we took a look at some of the legendary NHL players from hockey's long and legendary history. And we would put them up against the legendary names in thoroughbred racing. So I will give you two names. One is a hockey player, one is a jockey.
Okay.
And you need to identify the hockey player in hockey or jockey.
All right. That sounds easy enough. If you're an NHL fan, you probably have a pretty good chance.
You should recognize
of this one, right?
These names. These are legends in NHL history.
Let's see how it goes.
All right. First up is Guillermo in Los Angeles. Hi there.
Hey, how are you doing?
Guillermo, you know your legendary NHL players?
Somewhat. We'll see.
We will indeed. Here are your two names. Tell me the hockey player. Phil Esposito or Bill Shoemaker? Phil Esposito Shoemaker. Or Bill Shoemaker? Bill Shoemaker, I'm sorry, is the winningest jockey in history. He is the biggest money-making jockey in history.
But not hockey.
Phil Esposito, legendary Boston Bruin.
You deal with hockey or jockey.
So, for the average person, if you know one jockey, it would be Bill Shoemaker, right?
Willie Shoemaker, absolutely, right. Yes.
All right, let's go to Eric in Los Angeles. Hi, Eric.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
Eric, name the hockey player out of these two gentlemen, Lafitte Pinquet or Guy Lafleur?
Pinquet?
Oh, oh man.
My God.
Wow.
Oh. You deal with hockey or jockey?
You are no hockey fan if you don't know the name of Guy Lafleur, one of the legendary Montreal Canadian players. One of the greatest to ever play the game.
look, there's going to be 80 out of the 100 are going to be there Friday night, of the best players in hockey. So we don't need people that can't identify some of the best in history.
Yes.
To be there. All right, next up is Ken in Encino. Hi, Ken.
Hey, what it do, people?
Hey, Ken, here are two names. Name the hockey player. Gary L. Stevens or Ray Bourque?
Oh, Ray Bourque.
Ray
Bourque. There you go. With hockey or jockey. All right, you hold on.
All right, you're on the list.
Let's go to Joanna in Canoga Park. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Joanna, you know legendary players of hockey?
Somewhat.
All right, we'll see. Here's your names. Terry Sawchuk or Chris McCarron? Who's the hockey player?
McCarron.
No, I'm sorry. Very successful jockey. Terry Sawchuk, legendary Red Wing, Detroit Red Wing.
You're down with hockey or jockey. We need a you're not down with hockey.
These people do not know.
Jingle, I think.
Not know their hockeys.
Let's go to Mike in Diamond Bar. Hi.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good, thanks. How you been doing on hold?
I'm pretty much 100%.
Okay.
All right.
That's kiss of death right there.
Yeah, you just cursed yourself, Mike, but we'll see. Here's your two names, Maurice Richard or Corey Nakatani?
Maurice Richard.
Yeah, the Rocket Richard.
All right, so Mike's in the drawing, Ken's in the drawing. Let's see who's next.
Sean in Lake Elsinore. Hi.
Morning.
Hi.
Morning, Sean. Here's your two names. Name the hockey player, okay? Edgar Prado or Bobby Clark?
Bobby Clark.
Bobby Clark,
that
indeed.
That is correct. You deal with hockey
or jockey? Right, probably the greatest hockey player ever. I think everybody
would
agree with that one.
I think
one.
That's
Bobby
crazy.
Clark.
I'm sorry,
he
says what?
Yeah. Best hockey
best
player
now?
Ever in the history
Did you say
of
best
he's a
ever?
Freaking flyer.
Best.
That's the only reason.
Right?
Best.
Giant
ever.
Knock on him.
Best.
Let's go to Darren in Anaheim. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Darren, here are your two names. Pick the hockey player, Garrett Gomez or Tim Horton?
I'm sorry, I missed the first one. I couldn't hear it.
Whoops.
What the hell's going on? All kinds of buzzers and bells. I can't even answer yet.
I thought there was no possibility he gets this one wrong.
Well,
I'm sorry, I jumped ahead of
him. Let's wait and see. Garrett Gomez was the first name, or Tim Horton?
Garrett Gomez or Tim Horton?
Come on!
He didn't answer yet,
stop
buddy!
Buzzing. Right, like he's
stop
answering!
Stop buzzing!
He's repeating!
He does need to...
It's Tim Horton.
You're right. Absolutely correct.
You deal with hockey or
I feel like we got played on that one, you guys. All right, we got time for one more.
You got played, Buzzer King.
Let's go to Joel and Laverne. Hi, Joel.
How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Joel, here's your two names. You have to pick the hockey player. Kent DeSormo or Jacques Plante?
We'll do Kent DeSormo.
Oh, dear sweet Jesus. No. Jacques Plante.
You deal with hockey or jockey.
Maybe one of the greatest goalies ever and invented the goalie mask.
Yeah, he's just like the innovator.
He's got a pretty large legend in the NHL.
Sean's already lost. Let's not pile.
I'm just saying. If you know anything about hockey, you know the name Jacques Plante.
All right. Ken, Mike, and Sean, right? All in the drawing. Only one will win tickets for the NHL All-Star Weekend and be qualified for that amazing grand prize we told you about. Miss Anna McKay, who's our winner, please?
The winner is Ken.
Ken! Yeah.
Ken!
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 Congratulations!
Thank you. Congratulations. You're awful.
Enjoy the weekend.
You deal with hockey or jockey?
Who's down with hockey?
Every last homie.
Hey, I hear Rudy Cisneros wants to come on today. He's got something to talk about later
All right.
This morning. Love Rudy.
I'm down with that.
Also, your chance to win tickets for Kings of Leon coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. And tomorrow on the show, Nathan Fillion will be here and Alan Tudyk both. How about that for a 1-2 punch, geeks?
What?
Huh?
Right. That's pretty cool.
Looking forward to that. First, though, we haven't talked about this, but it's a story that continues to grow, and the White House actually issued a statement yesterday on this. It is a long-standing tradition that the children of presidents are afforded the opportunity to grow up outside the political spotlight. The White House fully expects this tradition to continue. We appreciate your cooperation in this matter. They didn't say, hey, SNL, listen up, but that was their statement that they came out
yesterday. Aren't you surprised that that didn't come from the president on Twitter?
Yeah.
A lot of people were surprised with all the opinions that Mr. Trump has
right.
on so many things that he would not have, because this is something that's personal to him and his family. You would think that this would have been a real target, especially mm-hmm. as much as he's lashed out at Saturday Night Live over the other things they've done on the show with Alec Baldwin and whatnot. It's weird that he didn't say anything about this, but the White House did issue this statement. Allie, why don't you bring the folks up to speed with what's been happening here for folks who maybe haven't heard?
A woman who's a SNL writer, her name is Katie Rich, she wound up tweeting, Barron will be the country's first homeschool shooter.
And what's your intent with that joke, do you think?
Well, there's a lot of ways that people are trying to spin it. A lot of people are saying, well, it just has to do with his father and his gun stance. And no, it's an attack on a 10-year-old child.
Well, you don't know that.
Then
I mean, you're interpreting it as well as everybody else
Bean,
is interpreting it.
I have a brain.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're saying that Barron Trump, look.
She was watching the inauguration and looking at him, and she was thinking, well, something's off. I'm going to tweet this.
Don't misunderstand. I'm on your side, and I think it's a reprehensible tweet. And I'm not supporting or endorsing the tweet. But I am saying also we don't know what was in her mind when she put out the tweet. And there are various ways to interpret it, one of which could be that it's not about Barron Trump at all, but it's about the fact that his father is misogynist and lots of other things that, you know, oftentimes contribute to people growing up and having bad attitudes and ending up being serial killers or school shooters.
Okay.
So maybe it's really more about the family than it is about the kid, but the kid is dragged into it, and it's inappropriate and wrong, and I'm not disagreeing with you on that. I'm just saying we don't know specifically what she was going for there.
It's been a long-standing thing that you leave politicians' kids out of it.
Right.
Yes.
And people will say, well, SNL made fun of Carter's kids, made fun of Chelsea Clinton. Listen, it doesn't make it right. It's just simple. It's a 10-year-old kid. I don't care who his dad is. I just don't. You leave children alone.
I agree.
It's despicable.
No one asks for who their parents are. It's not their fault.
Right. Agreed.
Yeah. People have pointed out, though, that so she has not been fired, right? She's just been suspended indefinitely.
Very yes. different. Yeah. People are some saying she's been fired, some suspended indefinitely. But she locked down her account on Twitter and then reopened it with the apology, which was a good apology. She said, I sincerely apologize for the insensitive tweet. I deeply regret my actions and offensive words. It was inexcusable. And I'm so sorry. But she also scrubbed her whole Twitter.
And why does that matter?
Because she's covering something. You'd leave the rest of your tweets there. Why would you scrub every single tweet except for this one?
I mean, there are varying levels of inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe she was afraid that they were going to find other things
Absolutely.
That were inappropriate on another level, another
yeah.
topic or whatever.
Yeah.
But she took it all down.
It's so interesting, by the way. We put this story up on the Kevin and Bean Facebook page, and if you care to check, I think you'll be intrigued by the wide variety of comments from our listeners. For instance, Christine says the joke was in poor taste, but no, she shouldn't be suspended. Chris says, F that bitch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Devin says, I think as a comedy writer, you're constantly testing out your material with the reaction to that material. Comedy often walks a thin, thin line, and in this instance, I think she did cross it, but without realizing it until the public reacted.
Yeah.
Did she deserve punishment? Yes. But getting fired? No. She deserved nothing more than a suspension. Which, by the way, is my understanding, is where she's at right now is a suspension.
Yeah, and I think she apologized, a suspension. I think that's great.
That's enough.
That's enough. Yeah. But 99% of the comics on my timeline were like, this sets a bad precedent. This is ridiculous. She shouldn't be even – they didn't even think she should have been suspended.
Really?
They're like, comedy is off limits.
Look,
they're allowed to say anything.
I can understand why they're saying that, because comedians do pretty much focus on inappropriate, and they mm-hmm. somehow –
and they do walk a fine line.
And most
true.
Of the time they do make it funny, and it's most of the time at a club –
Right.
Not necessarily on Twitter.
Sure.
You know, so I can see why they're worried about that line, because everybody complains about everything that's said from everybody.
Sure. People get offended at minute things.
Right. But is this a big enough thing that maybe she shouldn't have gone there? I feel like yes.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's sort of the thing we all accept in America, right? Is that the kids of a politician, they're off limits.
I agree. And I think we are heading in the right direction, making that more and more the normal policy. I don't think it was always this way. Ali, you brought up the jokes about Amy Carter back in the 70s. Mike Myers did a line in one of the Wayne's World sketches in the 90s about how unattractive Chelsea Clinton was at the time. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, but she's still young enough that she might grow up to be a babe. And there was a little bit of blowback. Of course, this was before social media, so it didn't become a firestorm like this has. But the Lorne Michaels took those complaints into consideration and agreed, and they cut that from reruns. So now you don't see that line anymore, because they said, you know what, we did cross the line, because those kids should be off limits. So I feel like we have become kinder and gentler when it comes to children in this country, which I think is one of the only directions, only ways we've gone in the right direction in recent years in terms of public discourse. You know what I mean? At least, no matter where you're coming from politically, at least people seem to be united in this, that kids should be off limits. Let's talk to Matt real quick. He's in Santa Monica. He's on line 3, 1-800-520-1067, by the way. We just have a minute on this if you want to weigh in. But Matt, thank you for calling and holding on. What say you, sir?
Hey, guys. I don't think that she should have been fired for the joke because, as a comedian, like, you know, we take risks, and part of that is flopping and taking terrible risks that might offend people. So I don't think she should have been fired for that.
All right. So here's the question then. We accept your premise. What should happen then? She did cross a line in most people's minds. What should happen to her if she shouldn't be suspended?
Well, first off, maybe like a certain talking to or something.
You're going to get a talking to, young lady.
Yeah, well, she didn't post it as SNL. It was on her personal, like, Twitter, which is crazy that Twitter has become such a big thing that we take notice of.
Yeah, but I think
that.
Look, I can post something on my personal Twitter, but people know I work for K-Rock, and I still, in that way, am representing CBS Radio and K-Rock Radio. You know what I mean? You know that your employer is going to take the heat if you do something dumb. You know that at this point.
But
is not new.
But by the way, we've all done dumb stuff on social media,
and
people get upset at us, and we do whatever. Maybe we need to apologize or whatever, but you're not 100% on the mark when you're trying to be funny, but... I feel like this one should have felt wrong from the very beginning because he's a 10-year-old kid.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and he does have an unfortunate haircut, right? We can all agree on that.
I mean, I don't, mean.
I'm not being mean, I'm just saying.
Look, I think that, though, like, if it's something that's really, like, offensive, like, it is offensive, a bad joke, but maybe, like, we should, like, ask her what her point of it is, like, what her point of view. Like, it's probably coming from a place of pain and hurt because it happened on the same day as the inauguration, which was a pretty rough day for everyone. So as humans, we just say things that we may not mean, and especially as a comedian, we try to use it as humor, and it just didn't come out the way she intended it.
A swing and a miss.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate that. So is this will blow over, obviously, right?
What happens
to Katie? Does she get let back in, Allie? What do you think?
It's tough to say. Because SNL will look like a bunch of punks if they do fire her, because all they've been doing is making fun of Trump. But then
she wasn't making fun of Trump.
Right, that's the thing.
I don't think. I think she was partially. But.
I think she did the apology, and it's, let's be honest, she didn't say sorry if some of you were offended, like some douchebag apologies are. It's a sincere apology.
She was probably surprised by the blowback.
I'm sure. And I'm sure typical internet, she's getting the death threats, the rape threats, all of that stuff. I'm sure it hasn't been very easy on her. I'll guarantee she doesn't do it again.
Yeah.
So I think an apology, a suspension, let her back. People make mistakes.
I agree.
Right. You can see the tweet. And if you still want to weigh in, by the way, we do have it up at the Kevin and Bean Facebook page.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54.
Every hour about this time, Ralph Garman steps in with a look at the showbiz beat. This hour, no exception. What's going on, sir?
I want to give people a heads up. Friday night at 10 p.m., Kevin Smith and I will be taking the stage once again for Hollywood Babylon.
No.
A little show we do there at the Improv. We have a good time. We do movie clips and pictures and audio, and it's quite the celebrity Lollapalooza.
No way.
Yeah, it really is. Come on out and see it. It's a 10 p.m. show Friday night at the Improv. You can go to improv.com if you want to come out and see us. And
I don't know what you're talking about, but my gut says no.
Today, in one of the showbiz beats, I'm going to be giving away a year's supply of Philly cheesesteaks.
No. Are you serious?
Thanks to our friends at Philly's Best.
A year's supply.
They are celebrating their 25th anniversary today, and so you can get cheesesteaks and hoagies at Philly's Best for just $5.
Yummy.
Yeah, indeed.
Muggs wants it.
What are those little dessert things they have? Crimpets?
Tasty cakes. Tasty cakes. Crimpets are a tasty cake.
Wow.
Of the line of tasty cakes.
They are not joking around.
Did you have a tasty cake
yesterday?
I did. Yeah.
Wow.
They're good stuff. Butterscotch?
I had a hoagie.
Butterscotch?
yesterday.
I heard you. I was. I got a report back from the people here.
Right.
When I was enjoying my delicious cheesesteak from Philly's Best, you were picking out the insides of your hoagie and just eating.
Well, I can't have
selected luncheon meats.
I can't have the cheese, and I'm trying not to do bread.
Well,
so
then don't
I
eat
just...
it. Then don't eat the hoagie. No, go get something else. No,
it was delightful.
No, you know, wasn't. You don't get to have the hoagie if you're going to do that to the hoagie.
I was.
No.
Treating the hoagie like a lady.
No, you were not.
Yeah.
You were disrespecting the hoagie.
Eat the hoagie.
Eat the hoagie is what we're saying.
All right.
Eat it. Don't disrespect the hoagie.
I don't need that visual, Ralph. Please.
Thank Eat you. It.
Eat 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 it.
That's right. So $5 cheesesteaks and hoagies at Philly's Best today, and also sometime... In a Showbiz Beat this morning, I will be giving away a year's supply of cheesesteaks.
All right.
How about that? Thanks to our friends at Philly's Best. You can go to eatphillysbest.com.
Maybe
website.
Don't go to eatphillys.
eatphillysbest.com. When you go online, you go to eatphillysbest, you don't know what you're going to get. But eatphillysbest, you know what you're going to get.
Right.
When you're looking for a celebrity, you're doing a little search for a celebrity, you know how much you're taking your life in your hands, how you're putting yourself at risk for a downloaded virus or other malware to your computer just by searching for a celebrity?
Yeah, it's insane.
It's crazy.
I mean, the bad guys know what you're going to be searching for, so they figure that's an opportunity for them, right?
Well, Intel Security just released their list of the top 10 celebrities most likely to give you a virus. I'm not talking about an STD. I'm talking about a computer virus. You want to take a guess? You want to take a guess?
Yes.
Who
Lady Gaga!
Lady Gaga is not on the list. She won't give you a virus. The monkey's also not on the list. Be Real won't give you a virus, no.
The Louisiana Creeper.
No, I'll help you out. Number 10 is Kesha.
Okay.
Who's Googling for Kesha?
I think she would give you both kinds of viruses, by the way, if you hooked up with Kesha. I think a lot of people want to see naked pictures of Kesha, so they're looking for the nudies.
I remember in the past it was always Britney Spears.
Maybe in the past, but not in the present.
Not now?
No.
How about...
Pam Anderson?
Pam Anderson is not on the list, no.
Katy Perry.
Larry.
Liquid Larry and Katy Perry not on the list.
Wow.
Selena Gomez is number 9.
Sure.
Then at number 8, Daniel Tosh.
What?
You heard me.
Okay,
Daniel
stop.
Daniel Tosh.
Is he still in show business?
Yeah, he's still doing Tosh 2.0 or 8.0, whatever he's doing. Tosh.0.
That's shocking.
That's surprising.
Number 7 is Chris Hardwick.
Whoa. Well, now that sort of makes sense just because he's, you know, the Nerdist and he does a lot of geeky and computery things.
Plus, he gives a lot of people viruses in real life.
I mean,
so
I don't think
sense
he does
too.
It personally.
Chris is number 7. Miley Cyrus is number 6. Mm.
That's just for me.
I mean,
I love Miley.
Right.
Yeah.
Rihanna is number 5. Will Smith, number 4.
Wow.
People wondering if he's still alive?
He was just in Suicide Squad.
Right.
Big motion picture. Big hit.
Right.
So, you want to say something, Bean?
I'm saying he's fallen off in recent years. He's not as everywhere as he once was. That's all.
Number 3?
I feel like he's pretty high on this list.
Number 3, Carson Daly.
What?
Really?
Okay. How about that?
Carson.
Number 2 is Justin Bieber. That makes sense. But I think number 1 will surprise you. Fan Bing Bing. No, not Fan Bing Bing at
Bobo.
All. Bobo. Bobo did
oh,
not
Bobo.
Make number
some
1.
Some goofball in a hat and a red shirt.
Not some goofball in a hat and a red shirt. It was a celebrity.
Johnny Asshole.
No.
Butthole Pucker.
Nope. Number 1.
Number 1 on the list.
A young lady who goes by the name of...
A Turd Tornado.
Amy Schumer.
Oh,
Amy Schumer. Isn't that interesting?
Now, I thought you get viruses by clicking on links in emails and stuff. How does this one work?
Kevin, I'm so glad you asked. You can get viruses by clicking on those clickbait links that put you at risk. But just searching for music and or musicians also through illegitimate channels can also be a problem as well. So... if you're going to see Amy Schumer and you want to see an Amy Schumer nude pic, it says Amy Schumer nude pics here, and you click on that, that's when you're going to get your virus.
Wow.
But if you search for BitTorrent music or streaming music that's illegal, illegally downloaded, or videos or movies, the big chance of getting getting viruses as well. So maybe people were looking for, for example, Suicide Squad, and they were trying to illegally download it or something. And they searched for Will Smith, and that's how they got there. So,
all right, explain for reals now what people.
I'm not
could
a master of the dark web. But I don't know.
What could people be searching for about Carson Daly? Like, he's still an outlier on that list for my money.
Well, The Voice is a very popular television show.
Sure. So maybe they're looking for episodes of that.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because it's not on
or performances by
TV.
certain contestants' performances or whatever, so they're doing a general search for The Voice, Carson Daly.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Why don't you ask him? He's down the freaking hallway. Go.
I was thinking
him
the same thing. Let's bring. Can we bring him in next hour and find out what he knows about it?
Yeah, I don't know if he's really here or not.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, sometimes he broadcasts from another city like an a-hole.
Right,
well,
he doesn't care about his show
imagine
or his
what
audience.
Kind of douchebag would do that?
Oh, I can't even imagine.
Go to another city and not even have the decency to be live in the city where he broadcasts.
Yeah, it's absurd.
Well, he's a dick.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Alicia Keys is 36 years old today. Actor Michael Trevino from Vampire Diaries is 32. And Callum Hood, bassist for 5 Seconds of Summer, is 21 years old today. Every time I hear the band 5 Seconds of Summer, it sounds like a band Kevin would make up. If I asked him, I said, and he's a singer for one band, Kevin? 5 Seconds of Summer? It doesn't even sound like a real band. So, Callum Hood, you better watch your step. I don't know what that means. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Coming up in a few minutes. As a matter of fact, we can open the phone lines now if you'd like.
Yes.
1-800-520-1067 is the number. We're giving away tickets to Kings of Leon Saturday night at the Forum. It's sold out, but if you'd like to go, you can call now and play a game, and we will give away some tickets in just a few minutes.
It's hard to believe that our new president has only been in office for 5 days because he has generated so much news. He's been so busy. I mean, you got to give this guy credit for getting a lot of stuff done, right? And now he's tackling the wall. He talked a lot about the wall during the campaign, and last night he tweeted that the wall is happening, and today I don't know how it's going to work. I'm sure there are a lot of questions involved on how it's going to be built and where and what it's going to be made of and who's going to pay for it and all the other things. But apparently
Mexico's going to pay for it.
I did hear that as well. But apparently some sort of executive order is coming down, and the wall begins today. So I don't know too much about it, but I do know our friend Rudy Cisneros generally pays very close attention to what's going on the southern border of the U.S., so we thought we'd check in with Rudy.
Dog?
Hey, Rudy, how are you, buddy?
What's up, fool? It's been way too long, fool.
It has been a while.
And I just want to say, in case I forget later, I'm sorry about what happened with your Raiders, man. That was a raw deal, having your quarterback go down. You guys should have gone a lot further in the playoffs.
I feel like it's optimistic, though, you know, like Raider fans, optimistic, you know, about what happened.
Sure.
I learned that word yesterday.
Optimistic?
Like, optimistic about the future, not about what happened, but about next year when your quarterback's back and you guys hopefully will do better.
Basically like whatever's and and inconsequential.
Okay, so Rudy's learning a lot of new words. All right, so your president in mind says the wall is happening. It's a big day today. What do you hear? What do you know? What's in the Rudy Cisneros grapevine?
Listen, like, a lot of people think, like, the wall's bad or, like Mexicans are, like, upset. Fool, I'm pumped, dog. Like, you know, I'm all behind it. Like, let's build that wall. Let's build it quick. Fool.
You're
you
happy about saying? Building the wall.
Let me tell you something, dog. Like, I remember, like, they kept saying, like, they were going to close down Florentine Gardens, fool, in the 90s. Remember that?
All right. I'm trying to see the connection, but okay.
Well, all we did was, like, we just left all the hags and all the girls with the big fupas. We just left them there, and then we built, like, we built other stuff around it, and they're still in there, like zombies, you know, walking dead, walking around with their big chanclas and their big fupas all over
the
place.
Are you sure about that, Rudy?
Yeah.
You just left human beings there, and they're just walking around aimlessly years later?
Yeah, like, I believe they're dead, but, you know, whatever.
Oh,
you
need to fact check that. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, Ali? You know what I'm saying? Like, when girls, it's just, like, it's like Logan's Run. When they get to a certain weight, you know, you gotta
leave them. Yeah, I hear you, Rudy. Yeah.
I heard, like, El Chapo's already got, like, you know, like a tunnel, you know, like, for all go straight to the Dickies factory, you know what I'm saying, right there. So we could just go to check out Mexico when we want it, and then leave Hinas with fupas, and big like panza. Just leave them right there in Mexico, and then, you know, go Raiders.
Okay, so what do I try to understand? So you're saying that if Mr. Trump builds the wall that he envisions for border security, that it's not going to impact you being able to go back and forth at will the way you've been doing?
I already said, look, I got a catapult in San Diego, Doug, and mm-hmm. I got the El Chapo tunnel.
So there are a bunch of tunnels that are still there from El Chapo that are
a party, dog. Undisturbed. I heard War is playing down in one of the tunnels.
Wow.
Tunnels.
Really? A War concert? How about that?
That's awesome. Right, dog. You know, heat wave opening up. Dog. Like, a party, dog.
Those are some pretty cool tunnels.
You better believe, dog, in those tunnels, there's no fupa. It's like just
right.
Ladies.
Yeah, we understand. You're like the fat girls,
little
right?
Kids, yeah. No nalgas, like big chichis.
Right. No, I got it. Attractive women. So you got Art LeBeau playing this weekend? Is he going to be down there in the tunnel?
Right. Like, I heard Rolls Royce is going to be there.
Wow, what a party. Can you get me in?
We'll see, dog.
Rudy.
You know, like,
come hey, on. We've been friends for a long time.
All right, dog. Like, if I'm gonna bring you down there, because you know you're a white boy, dog. Just say that your name's Popeye and that you just got out of the pen.
Okay, Popeye, okay. And I just got out of the pen. I can do that.
You know what I'm saying, dog? And by the way, dog, I'm drilling some glory holes in that.
I don't think we need to get into that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
you know
we
what
do.
Uh huh. Looking like
file here, and thank him for calling. Thank you, Rudy Sedaris. Big-time rock stars coming to town this weekend talking about Kings of Leon at the Forum. They are sold out Saturday night, but we are giving away some tickets right now at 1-800-520-1067. And you're qualified for the grand prize drawing to see the band again at Hyde Park in London. That includes airfare, hotel, and $500 spending cash. What's this game called, guys?
In my opinion, no band holds a candle to Benny Goodman's orchestra.
Is that
just my two cents?
Broadcasting legend Larry King, star of radio and
TV. I'm a professional, baby. Look it up.
How are you, Mr. King?
I couldn't be better, Bean. How are you?
So you're here to help us give away Kings of Leon tickets, I'm guessing.
I don't know Leon, but he seems like a good guy. I knew a Leon in Brooklyn. He used to work at the deli I went to.
That's
not, and he used to clean up tables, and one day he owned that joint.
Oh. Right. We don't have time to get into the details.
Just my
friend.
2 cents.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Larry Kings of Leon.
Whatever happened to ragtime music?
Agree.
No better genre of music. That's just my two cents.
We do have folks on the phone. What is it you're going to be doing for, Mr. King?
I will be reading them lyrics from Kings of Leon songs.
Okay.
Oh. All right.
And they just have to identify them. All right. Let's start with Lisa in Whittier. Hi, Lisa.
Hello, Lisa in Whittier. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Dave, King of Mexico, I win the bet.
Maybe we should let Larry answer the phone since he's pretty good at that.
Now, we talked about doing it yesterday, but there was some wagering going on in the other room if that was going to happen or not.
There was actually gambling going on?
There was gambling going on, well, and I win.
Who's our first contestant, Larry?
Lisa, you're Whittier. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
You ready for your lyrics?
Yes, I am.
All right. I've been roaming around, always looking down at all I see. Painted faces fill the places I can't reach.
What song is that?
You somebody?
That is correct, yes.
You're right. Congratulations. You're on the list.
Lisa is in
it's
the
just
drawing.
My two cents.
Who's next, Larry?
Next up is Sochi in Hollywood. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
All right, you ready for your lyrics?
Yes.
Good luck.
Free. That's all that she could bleed. That's why she'll never stay white, bare naked in the night. Whoa.
Molly Chambers.
Yes,
nice.
I'm embarrassed to say the naked things.
What do you think of this music by this band Kings of Leon we're playing, Larry? Do you like it?
No ragtime.
It's no ragtime.
It's just my two cents.
That's what we enjoy about it.
Mark in Santa Ana, you're on the air. Hello.
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 Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Mark, you had no idea when you woke up today you'd be talking to a broadcasting legend, Larry King, did you?
No.
Professional, baby. Look it up. Lay where you're laying. Don't make a sound. I know they're watching, watching all the commotion, like the kitty, like play. It has people talking, talking. What the hell is it?
That would be Sex on Fire.
That would be, yes. Nice job. Hey, Larry.
You know, my seven wives like Sex on Fire with Larry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We don't think we need all of that information.
Sex on Fire is a little move I do with my suspenders.
Okay. You know what? Let's just go to the next
Making
contestant.
Friction, baby.
All right. Thank you, Larry.
Larry.
Let's go to the next contestant, please.
Jody in Mission Viejo. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey. Hear your lyrics.
All right.
She's a little burner. Burner. Gonna throw you to the flame. Little ticking time bomb. Time bomb. Gonna blow us all away.
That's Waste a Moment.
Yes, it is.
Got some real Kings of Leon fans. Hey, Larry, I wanted to ask before we go back to the phones.
Bean, in New Orleans. You're on the air. Hello.
So much talk of the new president. I was wondering, you've been around so long, who's your favorite president? Which one did you enjoy hanging out with the most?
I liked Coolidge.
President Coolidge was your guy?
That's a great tangent, Bean. Thank you.
Well, Larry's living history. I just like to take advantage of, you know, him being in the studio.
I used to love to hang out with Cooley.
I used to call him back in the day. I don't know we would have used that. All right, who's next, please?
Next up is Molly in West Hills. Hello, you're on the air, West Hills.
Hello.
Hey, Molly. Hello. Here's your lyric. It's in the water. It's in the story of where you came from, your sons and daughters in all their glory. It's going to shape them.
God. Radioactive?
Yes. Very impressive.
These people know this band.
Larry, I would think you would like to see them this Saturday night, no?
I'm busy.
Okay, all right.
I have pudding to eat.
All right, we got time for one more contestant. Who's it going to be, Larry?
I'm assuming this is Caesar in Fullerton. I've never seen Caesar spelled that way before, but Caesar in Fullerton. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello, Fullerton, you're on the air. Hello.
All right, listen up. Here's Larry with your Kings of Leon lyrics.
Look at the shakies. What's with the blush? Fresh off the plane in my fuzzy rush. Everyone's gathered to idolize me. I hate the way you talk, your Japanese scream.
I don't know, guys.
Me neither.
Look at the shake is what's with the blush.
That's the blush.
The bucket.
The bucket, sorry.
Called.
Right. My bad.
You're a professional, baby.
Look it up in the book.
Can't believe we're in the same industry.
Same Hall of Fame, too, by the way, Larry. How's that make you feel?
That makes me sad, but that's just my two cents.
Kind of devalues the whole organization,
what do
doesn't
I know?
It? Molly,
I've
Jody,
had seven
Mark,
wives.
Sochi and Lisa are all in the running. Who's going to go see Kings of Leon sold out at the Forum this weekend, Allie?
The winner is Mark.
Mark. Congratulations, Mark.
All right.
Awesome. You got the tickets. Thanks for playing the game.
Larry King of Leon's. Larry King of Leon's. He is Larry King of Leon's.
I belong to a movie club. we have a Oscar winner in the movie club that I'm in, my movie club. And
right.
So we get to see a lot of good movies because of the movie club.
This is what we heard from the monkey yesterday. By the way, how long has it been since we've done the phone topic of you found out a shocking thing about a coworker?
Right.
How is this
shocking?
Because I think it may be time to do that.
Or you belong to a club that doesn't
kind of
really
club.
Exist anywhere else.
Yes, that's right.
We belong to a weird organization.
I've never
heard of a movie club.
Yesterday during the Showbiz Beat.
Columbia House Record Club. I belonged to that. They used to send me records all the time. Yeah.
Ralph was doing, because yesterday was the Academy Award nominations, right? Ralph was talking about how there are a lot of movies that are being nominated that a lot of the public doesn't go to see. So we were having a conversation about who's seen a bunch of these movies that are up for the best picture.
I've seen a lot of them because I'm in the movie club.
And then Kevin shocked the room by telling us that he's seen most of the movies because he's in a movie club.
Because of the movie club that I'm in. Cinema Sinners.
This isn't
club.
I just like going to the movies with friends, so
no,
we go every weekend.
We have membership cards and we have colors. We wear.
I mean, I didn't say most
denim,
of that.
Denim vests. That are embroidered on the back with our club name, Cinema Sinners.
Cinema Sinners.
And then we also ride Vespas.
Vespas.
Vespa scooters in a pack.
I didn't really say that either, but
club pack of Vespa scooters.
That does sound good.
Yes.
And Kevin, the draw for you is that somebody you know gets access to a bunch of the movies while they're still in theaters, and you don't have to go to the theater.
Yes, and the reason I brought that up is because I wouldn't have seen probably any of these that were nominated for Best Movie, but I had seen a lot more than you would have thought.
Because
you can't say no to the club.
Right.
Because Movie Club will tell you what to watch.
Right.
It's not a democracy.
No?
There's a hierarchy of movie kings. And the movie kings have, you can suggest, you can make suggestions,
but they don't really take suggestions from me much.
No,
the movie club will tell you what to watch, and then you gotta watch it. Or
well, look, I'm just glad that you haven't stood up to them. When they tell you what to watch, you watch it, Kevin, because who knows what would happen to you if you tried to say no to the movie club.
Well, Bean, it's funny you should mention that, because we contacted the head of Kevin's movie club.
Oh.
The Cinema Sinners. And apparently they do record the meetings.
Well, that's ridiculous.
To go back to having them in the what do you call it? The catalog there.
When you have the record, when you have a catalog.
Archive. Thank you, Chip. Thank
well
you.
Done.
Yeah, to put it in the archives there for the minutes and that kind of stuff.
Okay. Okay. All right.
So they do record them, and so they were kind enough to send us over one of their most recent meetings.
Oh, this is great.
Just a little audio from Kevin's Movie Club.
Okay, I'm calling this meeting of the movie club to order. All you cinema sinners, sit down, okay? Everybody, please, can I have your attention? It's time for us. Where's our Oscar winner? We have an Oscar winner in our group. Where is he?
Ooh, I'm right here. Sorry I'm late. Ooh,
it's okay. Just sit down. Have some punch. Okay, here's what we need to do. We need to first pick the next movie we're going to go see at the Cinema Sinners. We're going to get on our Vespa scooters, and we're going to drive down to the Arclight, and they won't know what to hit them when we roll up on them. So what's the next movie we're going to see?
Ooh, I'd like to see Moonlight. Hearing great things.
Okay, that's one vote for Moonlight.
I have a suggestion of film movies that we should go and we should see it.
Okay, Kevin, what is it? What's your suggestion?
Monster Trucks! Right? Monster Trucks, it looks so amazing. There's a monster inside the truck, and the guy who's driving the truck has a monster in his truck.
Okay, that's one vote for Monster Trucks. Anyone else?
I think we should see Lion.
Yes, I've heard wonderful things about that. Anyone else?
I'm the suggestion. I would like to see Monster Trucks.
Yes, Kevin, we heard you already. Anyone else? Anyone else from the floor have a suggestion of our next film for our Cinema Sinners Movie Club?
I'd like to see Monster Trucks.
Don't shut him up! Okay, I think it's between Moonlight and Lion. Those are their choices of the Oscar-nominated films for us to go see with Cinema Sinners. Let's get on our Vespas. Anyone else have any suggestions before we go?
I would like to see a sky full of 12 fireballs.
It's not even a real movie.
Where did you find this guy? Ooh.
Okay, let's get on our Vespas, everybody. Cinema Sinners, ho!
Sounds like a lot of fun.
You guys should join.
How do I join?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:52.
Got a new list for Bean Makes His Guess. I'd like to present to you all coming up right after the top of the hour. So if you guys are in, we'll play the game coming up.
Getting tired of winning, I got to be honest. I'm getting tired of it.
Yeah.
You win so many times. You are tired of winning. Unbelievable.
He does win a lot.
Always win. I heard there was illegal voting in the game by 2-3 million illegals voting.
That's very possible.
In Bean Makes Us Guess.
It's 8:52. Before we get to that, Ralph's got another look at the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Friday night, 10 p.m. Kevin Smith and I will entertain you like a pair of dancing monkeys.
No.
On stage at the Improv on Melrose with Hollywood Babylon. Kevin Smith, myself, and you. Sounds like a pretty good three-way, right?
I don't need the visual.
No. Didn't need it.
You can go to improv.com to get your tickets if you want to come out to see the late show on
Not
Friday.
Not now. Not ever.
With me and Kevin. And also, this is very exciting. I always love when I get a chance to partner up with Philly's Best because, I am a Philly boy.
Yeah.
And I do love my cheesesteaks.
and my hoagies.
Man,
and
that's a harsh way of saying it right there.
Whenever I want a hoagie or a cheesesteak, locally, when I'm looking for something local.
That's a horrible accent.
Then I go to my nearest Philly's Best, and that's where I get my hoagies and my cheesesteaks.
Ralph, did you have to lose that accent when you moved to L.A.?
If I can't get back to Philadelphia, then that's where I get them.
Did you work on losing the accent when you got here?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it also just sort of dissipated
fell away
in time.
When you weren't surrounded by it?
Yeah. But I have footage from an early TV show I did when I first got out here. And it was I played a kid who accidentally killed his next-door neighbor. And is on trial for murder, and he's in the box. And it's so funny when I watch now, it's because it's like, I don't want to go to jail. It's like, wow, where's that kid from? That's familiar, that accent. Anyway, Philly's Best. They are celebrating 25 years of supplying delicious cheesesteaks and hoagies and other delicious Philly foods to you, the Southern California folks. So to celebrate 25 years on today, the 25th, of January, they are giving away a year's supply of Philly's Best cheesesteaks.
As long as you only eat one a year?
No, as long as you only eat one a week.
Oh, wow, that's great.
We will give you 52 free Philly cheesesteaks from Philly's Best. How about that?
What do I have to do?
What do you have to do? Just answer my simple trivia question.
Okay.
The first person who can call 1-800-520-1067 and answer this Philadelphia trivia question, we'll get 52 free cheesesteaks thanks to the good people at Philly's Best. All I need to know is, who founded Philadelphia? Who founded the city of Philadelphia
in the late 1600s? Whoever he was.
He's a great American.
That's what I meant.
That's my John.
He was a famous Quaker who stood up for religious freedom. And he moved from England to Pennsylvania, and he founded it. And so much so that the founder of Philadelphia, he's on top of our city hall. We have a big statue of him right up there.
Rocky Balboa.
No, it's not Rocky Balboa.
Are you sure?
If you know the answer, give us a call, 1-800-520-1067. We don't have a winner yet. Because this is a tough one. Nelly. This is Philly trivia. This is true Philly trivia. Who founded the city of Philadelphia?
Try not to say it that way.
Why not?
That's an ugly, ugly thing.
You guys going to Mummer's Parade? Love the Mummers. Awesome. It's unbelievable.
If our listeners know anything, it's American history and historical figures.
Look, I didn't say it was going to be easy, but it's 52 free cheesesteaks.
Right?
So here's with the cheesesteaks. I think people can do a little work. I think they can earn it.
They can Google it and make a phone call, right?
That's what I'm saying. And maybe learn a little something in the process.
Probably not, though.
Oh, okay.
I love you, Pennsylvania.
Right?
Philly is my John.
That's right. Philly's my John.
We don't know many words. That's why everything means John.
No, that's not why that is the case at all.
He's not wrong.
Did you know there were going to be 3 Janis Joplin movies being made by Hollywood this year?
That's too many.
3 Janis Joplin movies.
We don't need
that. Seems to happen a lot.
It does. Someone gets an idea, and then some people start to hear about it. They go, oh, let's do one, too. And they start putting that all together. So there were going to be 3 Janis Joplin biopics this year. One, however, has collapsed.
Oh.
So now we're down to 2. The Janis Joplin biopic was supposed to star Amy Adams. Has gone by the wayside.
She was the best actress of the 3 who were in the running.
I don't know about that.
I don't remember the other 2.
Michelle Williams also still developing.
She's great.
Pretty Janis Joplin biopic. She's a pretty good actress.
Yeah.
And then Zooey Deschanel is also developing a Janis Joplin biopic.
Wasn't there a Melissa Etheridge one for a minute, too, Ralph, at some point? They were talking about using her?
20 years ago, maybe.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. But these were the
still waiting on that one.
Yeah, I'm mad about that one.
Lee Daniels and others were in talks to direct, but they all dropped out. So it looks like the project is going away. However, the Michelle Williams and Zooey Deschanel films apparently still in works. So
She's been dead for almost 50 years, you guys.
They're They're just getting around to her life story. did one with Bette Midler called The Rose back in the day. That was Joplin-esque.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of an allusion to Janis Joplin, but they never really specifically identified her or used her music. So this will be a first.
I just think it's so interesting when somebody comes on the scene and they're only around for a couple of years, but they make such an impact that 50 years later, people are still racing to make a movie about her.
Well, there was no female popular singer like her.
And define racing.
At the time.
50
no one's
years
really
later.
Racing 50 years later. But she was
a real slow race.
She was a unique. She was a one-off. She was no one had seen anything like her before because she had that raspy voice and was very sort of
all that Southern comfort.
Yeah.
She did a lot. I mean, she could drink and drug with the best of the rock stars.
She was.
What? What happened? Hero?
Hero.
Hero.
Yeah.
Okay.
Easy.
My mother was a huge...
You can't drink milk, let alone Southern Comfort all day long.
My mother was a huge Janis Joplin fan.
I bet she was.
And that's disrespectful, what you just did.
Wow.
But she went through this phase. She loved her so much that she would just drink Southern Comfort. And did
it. Yeah. That's the reason she gave you? That plus your daddy left her.
It's not that you're a disappointment, honey. It's just because I love Janis Joplin. Glug, 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 glug.
I wasn't born yet. Turns out.
Oh, that's not as funny, then.
I was in utero.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
I was swimming in it.
That explains
so much. It's another call-in topic we have to do is how many of our listeners were born through fetal alcohol syndrome?
I'm saying.
That's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
That'll be entertaining.
What, whose mom drank the most while she was pregnant with you?
I think all of our moms drank and smoked.
Yes, God bless them. And look at us.
Right?
Right?
We're fine.
What a hale and hearty
bunch
we are.
Right?
We're good. I twitch.
So pregnant ladies who don't drink and smoke are just...
losers.
Cowards.
Right?
I mean, I'm not sure we're going that far.
I don't think we want it.
Ralph, you want to talk to your winner?
Charbroil! Kyle!
Yes, sir.
Hi, Kyle. Bring it home, baby. Tell me who founded Philadelphia.
William Penn.
Billy Penn! That's goddamn right!
Did he go by Billy?
He does in Philadelphia.
Now, tell us the truth, Kyle. Did you know that off the top of your egghead, or did you have to Google it?
Why's he got an egghead?
I learned it in history class, and I remember.
Thank you, Kyle.
He called right away.
Some information. William Penn, by the way, Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. The entire state.
Huh.
And then he picked Philadelphia to be its capital when he landed first in Philadelphia, and then Pennsylvania, the state, grew from there.
So he landed in Philly, and he's like, I don't want to stay here.
He said,
and then
this
he went
is the
to
best.
The rest of the state.
So this will be the capital.
Interesting.
Who knew? Kyle knew.
Kyle knew. Congratulations, Kyle. You're getting 52 free cheesesteaks thanks to our friends at Philly's Best.
Thanks, guys.
You're very welcome. EatPhillysBest.com is the website. Find a location near you, and then just eat a hoagie.
You don't have to say it that way, but it's pretty damn tasty.
You can get a tasty cake.
You don't have to say that way.
You get a crimpet. You can get candy cakes. You can get, they got like Frank's soda. You can get a black cherry Wishniak or a cream soda.
That's just a horrible thing.
I don't know what you're
talking
about.
That sound that's coming out of your mouth?
I don't know what you're talking about. Today's celebrity birthdays. Alicia Keys is 36 years old today. Actor Michael Trevino celebrates his birthday. He's on The Vampire Diaries. He's 32. And Callum Hood from 5 Seconds of Summer celebrates 21 years today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beats.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 9:37.
Speaking of Kings of Leon, by the way, we got tickets for you every hour all day long once again on K-Rock today, just after the top of every hour from now until 9 p.m. You can win tickets to see them at the Forum. Ralph is here. Time for our final look at the showbiz beat on a Wednesday.
Any which way but loose, right?
That was a Clint Eastwood movie from the 80s?
Funny, I thought I'd cry.
And
Clint Eastwood had a orangutan. They Clyde, and they would get into such hijinks.
That was a series of movies that were blockbusters, right? Big,
I believe
big
there
money
were two.
Makers.
I don't think it was a series. I think there was a two. I think there was Any Which Way But Loose and Every Which Way But Loose. Maybe Every came first, and then Any was the
all
sequel.
Right. And Kevin, how were they? I don't have any idea what you're speaking of.
Oh, trust me. If you had been conscious, then you would have...
There's no way Kevin didn't go see a movie about a guy with a pet orangutan.
No way you missed those. Because the orangutan would punch people in the face, and
well,
so
in,
would
then.
Clint Eastwood.
I'm
and.
In.
There's a lot of wife beater wearing.
And you're bringing it up now because
you need to suggest it for the next movie club viewing.
I would like us to watch Every Which Way and Any Which Way But Loose.
Double feature.
Any Which Way But Loose, you turn me any which way but loose.
Mm-hmm. And what's that going on now?
Remember the hit theme song?
No.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're remaking it.
They're remaking it. Oh.
So we're going to get brand new movies about guys and
monkey who get into bar fights. Right? Come on.
Who's in it?
No word yet on the casting. Or who will play Clyde, the orangutan, for that matter. So we'll have
I'm leaning yes already.
I know you are.
No.
I think you should put your name in the hat to star, actually. I think you'd be perfect to star in that film.
I think so as well.
How many times have you said how much you want to have a monkey?
Probably 10,000.
Yeah, you'd be perfect for this.
Thank you.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey? Alice in Chains is back in the studio. Bass player Mike Inez told NME.com. Yesterday was the band's first day at work on a new album. Alice in Chains did a U.S. headlining tour in October of 2016. And before that, the guys opened a couple shows for Guns N' Roses. But now they're ready to get back to work full speed. So expect new music from them soon. That's good news, right?
Yep.
You know, I remember I used to live next door to a couple of the guys from Alice in Chains
when I
lived in Seattle. And Jerry Cantrell is a phenomenal guitar player. And I don't only know that because he would oftentimes just be out on the balcony or whatever, just rehearsing his little ass off and playing. And
B would yell, "Shut up!"
Well, yeah, of course.
And then they were taking care of that guitarist, Bean would say to his neighbor after they chopped his head off.
How weird they did to Rooster.
Right?
They did.
Wow. Yes.
But anyway, I just want to say the dude is enormously talented.
That's great input.
Like that band a lot.
Hold on. Time out. Jerry Cantrell is talented?
A very talented guitar player, yes. We had him play the Weenie Roast a few years ago, remember, and we all thought they were very good as well.
Right.
I don't think there's any question that Alice in Chains is filled with talented
musicians that make good records.
Right.
And we're saying that's assumed when you say the name.
I don't need you to sell them.
But I'm weighing in that they're an excellent band.
Too much. Weigh out.
Check them out.
Stop weighing in. Weigh out.
Check them out. They're new.
Speaking of new, our buddy Gabriel Iglesias is getting a comedy pilot for the ABC network.
He's awesome.
He's a very funny guy. Hope that goes well. Apparently the premise of the show is a commitment-phobic bachelor who reconnects with a friend who has just broken up with the woman that he's been with since preschool. So they're opposites.
Hmm.
And yet they're friends.
Hmm.
We'll have to see what happens with those guys.
I bet he's going to be wearing a lot of Hawaiian shirts.
Hey, don't get me started on you. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
And the hacker of the stars is in big trouble. Chicago man named Ed Majerzyk. He has been jailed for 9 months for hacking into celebrities' online accounts. He ran a phishing scheme that would trick victims into giving him usernames and passwords. Hard to believe people are still falling for the old phishing routine. But Jennifer Lawrence was one of his victims. Then what he would do is take the usernames and passwords and hack into their accounts, stealing all sort of stuff, including nude photos, videos. He was ordered to pay one unnamed celebrity over $6,000 after the photos were shared online. Ed's lawyer told the judge during sentencing, this is my favorite part, that his client was suffering from depression and looked to pornography websites and internet chat rooms in an attempt to fill some of the voids and disappointment he was feeling in his life. Well, of course. We all do. That's why we do it. But we don't go stealing people's property.
Yeah, that's very different.
So he's in jail. He's in jail for 9 months. So that's good news, right?
I'm about to get a copy of that.
Okay. Understood. There's a copy that you'd like to get.
We get it.
Of that. Still putting tape over your camera there on your laptop, Ellie?
Funny you should mention that.
Is it?
Hunted CBS sent us a bunch of stuff, and one of them was a cover that you can slide back and forth. So I used to put just
camera
tape.
Cover.
But now, instead of taking the tape off when you Skype someone, I just slide that over. Thank you, Hunted CBS.
Are you being hunted by CBS?
A little bit.
And that guy in Chicago?
Yeah. Was it Bean?
But yes.
Was it Bean?
The answer is yes, and everyone should, because...
Was it Bean? What are you doing that you're afraid people are going to see you?
Well, you'll never know.
On the camera,
is the
thing. What I'm saying.
You will now never know.
What's your Skype name?
Wow.
I'm just scared.
I'm just scared.
I'm just scared.
He's making casual conversation about the news with a coworker. That's all I'm doing.
You're oozing creep.
Nice sell, Buffalo Bill.
I would know.
Put the lotion in the basket. Or else it gets the hose again.
Oh, my God, you are scared.
Is that Ali McKay just on Skype? Just your name? Or is it sort of a password I need? What would I, how would I look for you?
Wow, listen to these two.
Right?
Some match made in hell.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
No.
Speaking of cams, I wonder if we have listeners who make money doing the cam shows. Have we done that before? Are we taking calls from cam?
I think we have, but it's been a long, long time.
Long time, yeah.
Because it's really blown up. It is like the new porn. Instead of girls, men, women, gay couples, straight couples, transsexuals, transgenders, instead of them getting into the adult film industry where they have to go onto a set and they have to get made up and they got to deal with producers and other people and whatever and shooting a film, they will just stay at home and open up their cameras and slide their Hunted on CBS slides to one side.
Yeah.
And they will just...
Take it easy, right?
No.
What the hell's going on?
I
Holy
think we
crap.
Know.
The show's almost over and I'm getting ready.
Man.
And in the comfort of their own homes, they will make their own entertainment for people and make make cash. Just
I love to get a copy of that.
Broadcasting from their homes.
Bean,
with
how
their
much
own
you pay
partners
for that?
Or people that they want to co-star with or whatever.
Bean, how much do you pay for that kind of service?
It's not for me.
No.
It's not for me. I'm not a cam guy.
Right.
Well,
sure.
They're human beings, Kevin.
But,
you have to remember,
yeah,
so he has no interest.
But
really.
Through the internet,
no
That's
sex
true.
Robots. But Ralph is right. It gets bigger exponentially every single year. It's
yeah,
a major, it's a major entertainment dollar thing.
Thank you, Bean.
It's an entertainment dollar thing.
Some more invaluable content.
He wants the show to end.
Why is
so
you not
bad.
Editing Variety? That insightful series of word salads you just gave
I
us.
To get a copy of that.
All right. Today's celebrity birthday, Alicia Keys is 36 years old today. Actor Michael Trevino from Vampire Diaries is 32. And Callum Hood, bassist for 5 Seconds of Summer, is 21 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. On your drive home today, listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour here on K-Rock, a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show, a huge one, too. We've got your tickets for Kings of Leon. We've got Alan Tudyk and Nathan Fillion in studio.
What? What?
Wow.
Together?
In studio, yes.
At the same time?
Yes.
Those are a couple of science fiction legends right there.
Correct.
That's half the crew of the Serenity.
That's right.
Yeah.
We got your tickets for the NHL All-Star Weekend. We've got Jim Rome and we've got Dr. Drew tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.